Blog Talk Radio.
That's on this earth, amen, in which this worship
God has commanded us, warned us not to do. Amen. And yet we still do it. Amen. So we want to focus on that worship at this hour. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do is start in Deuteronomy. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. We're going to start, church, in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Amen. Amen. Scripture starting at verse 15. The scripture said, take ye therefore good heed unto yourself, for ye know no manner of similitude of the day that the Lord spake unto you in Ur, in the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you an engraven image, a similitude of a figure, the likeness of a male or female, the likeness of beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters or beneath the earth. And lest ye lift up your eyes up to the heavens, amen, when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God have divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. So this scripture is talking about the things of God creation that you should not worship, amen. God don't want you to worship the created things, amen. So he give you a list of everything here that is possible to worship other than himself, amen. He talks about the animals, any kind of similitude of male or female. He's talking about the things on the ground, under the ground, on the sea, under the sea. Amen. He's talking about the heavens, which is the atmosphere, the stars, the moon, the sun, whatever is there. Amen. God said that we should not worship, amen, whatever he has created. And we have fallen victim of that through worship, amen, through certain images and all these kind of stuff. Whether the images are written, amen, or whether the images are spiritual, or whether the images are engraved, amen, we still worship them today. Amen. In several ways, church. In several ways. Amen. And we need to understand how we are worshiping these things, because if we don't understand how we are worshiping these things, we fall victim of worshiping another God. Amen. No one will fall victim of worshiping another God. Now, I don't have time to go on all, amen, every detail, amen, pertaining to worship. We ought to know a little bit pertaining to worship. The word worship means to serve, amen, not just bow down, amen. Even the word worship is an action word, amen. It's talking about serving. God, whatever you worshiping or serving in, amen. The word serve is an action God, an action word. So we know it means more than just praying and all listening to music and all of this. It means more than that. So we need to understand, amen, that it means more. Amen. So we won't get caught up in some kind of worship that we do not supposed to be worshiping. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On that note, amen, we go go down, amen, to Ezekiel. We go to Ezekiel. Amen, amen. All right. We gonna go to Ezekiel chapter 6. Ezekiel chapter 6. Starting at verse 13, the scripture say, then shall ye know that I am the Lord, when thou slain men shall be among their idols, round and about their altars, upon every high hill, in all the top of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every thick oak, the place where they did offer sweet savour to their idols. So I will stretch out my hand upon them and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness of the Arbor, in all that inhabitation, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. So he said here, he's talking about, amen, every mountain, every hill, and under every tree, an oak tree, a green tree, whatever it might be, we still worship this at this hour. We never stop worshiping trees. Amen. We never stop worshiping on mountain tops, amen. You take it the way you're supposed to take it, and you research this, understanding the truth, amen. Understanding the truth, pertaining the true worship of God Almighty, because this is the false worship of God Almighty, amen. These worship practices is in our worship today. I'm talking about right now, today. Amen. In the Baptist, the Pentecostal, the non-denomination, the holiness churches, it's in the sanctified churches, it's in the Catholic churches, the Methodist church. Did I leave out one? Amen. If I left out one, you could pick another one and add it to that list. Amen. Because it's in all of the churches today. Amen. Amen. We're going to turn over to the 8th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. The 8th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Amen. And we're going to start at verse 14. And he said, then he brought me into the door of the gates of the Lord's house toward the north. And behold, there was women weeping for Tammuz. We still weep for Tammuz. Amen. Then said unto me, Thou seest this, O son of man, return ye again, and thou shalt see a greater thing of the nations than these. And he brought me unto the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, the door of the temple of the Lord between the porch of the altar were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they worshiped the sun toward the east. Amen. We still do this in church today. We still worship the sun god in a Christian church today. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take it the way you want to take it, but the truth, amen, would be uncovered. Amen. All you have to do is study the Word of God. Hopefully, by studying the Word of God, you will understand the truth, amen, pertaining to these particular incidents, amen, amen. Number one, we worship holidays, amen, that leads us to worship other gods, amen. Holidays, amen, can I get a witness, like New Year's, like Easter, amen, like Halloween, amen, like Christmas. All of these holidays leads us to worship other gods other than Jesus Christ, amen. If you don't believe it, research it. Research it, amen. Look up two moves, amen. Look up tree worship, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. Look up Mithra, amen. Can I get a witness here? Look up Ishtar, amen. All of these particular things pertaining to your holidays. Look up Samhain, amen. Samhain is the original Halloween, amen. Amen. Should I get a witness here? The word truth, amen, in the Greek dictionary, amen, is aletheia. Amen. It means to something that was closed is unclosed. Something that was concealed is unconcealed. It becomes a revelation that it can be revealed to you. It's no longer a mystery. Amen. It became reality to you, knowledgeable to you. Amen. This is what truth is. It's not tradition, because tradition is not based on truth. Tradition is an old translation, amen, an old translation that is handed down from one person to another. And we know that that is good as a lie. Amen. Should I get a witness here? Oh, God, hallelujah. I said, oh, God, hallelujah. We need to understand the truth. And the only way that we're going to understand the truth, amen, is seeking that truth out for ourselves, that we may be able to comprehend what God is talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we have one more scripture. Amen. One more scripture. Amen. One more scripture. Yeah, in the Old Testament, in Jeremiah chapter 10, the scripture said in verse 1, "Here is Lord, the word of the Lord, speaking unto the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not amazed of the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them, for the custom of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, workmen of the hands of the workmen, and with an axe they deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and in hammers, that is, moved not. They are upright as palm trees, but speak not. They must need to be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Amen. He's talking about an idol, amen, an idol, and which several gods, ancient gods, they had said that several ancient gods that came back as trees, amen. And this is the reason why they worship the trees, because they thought these trees would be gods, amen. Can I get a witness here? Gods like Nimrod, it's like Tammuz, that's in the Bible, amen. Oh God, I mean, what's going on here? God Tammuz, Nimrod, several other gods that they claim they came back as trees, and they began to worship them, and it also got into our worship as a part of Christmas, amen, in which the Christian church took this holiday on, but this holiday was already classified as a pagan holiday. Believe it or not, do your research. Understand what God is trying to tell you today, amen. Is it true worship or is it false worship? Oh God, hallelujah. Research. God Almighty. Hallelujah. I said, God Almighty. Oh, God. God will give you the truth. Amen. He'll give you the truth. All you have to do is ask for it. Amen. All you have to do it is ask for it. Do anybody want the truth? Amen. We just want to continue of living these lives. Amen. Do we really want the truth? Or we want to continue to live these lies? Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. And I said it is in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our last scripture, amen, if you don't mind, I think we're going to go ahead over here into Galatians, amen. We're going to go over here in, let me see, is it Galatians or Colossians? 1 minute, please. Amen. God is a good God. All we have to do is study His Word to gain our understanding of His Word. Amen. If we don't do this, if we don't study His Word, amen, we're going to be in trouble, and we're not going to understand what's truly going on in God's Word. Amen. Last scripture is coming from Colossians. I'm sorry. Colossians. Amen. We're talking about the bad worship the church have adopted. Amen. the bad worship that they have adopted, the false worship that they have adopted. Amen. We are in chapter 2 of Colossians, chapter 2 of Colossians, starting with verse 20. It says, wherefore, if we be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though we live it in the world, as ye subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and the doctrine of men, amen, which things have indeed show of wisdom in real worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to be satisfying of the flesh. Amen, amen. Number one thing I wanted you to get out of here, look at that verse 23. You say, which things have indeed to show of wisdom in real worship. Amen. A lot of people don't read about this particular word. Amen. 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 But this word is an important word. Amen. Because it gives you the idea of the people are motivating themselves to worship. It gives you the idea that the people are forcing themselves to worship. How do they do this? They force themselves to worship by running up and down the church halls, by jumping up and shouting all through the service, amen, trying to force themselves to get in the spirit. You don't see these people. Amen. Falling all out on the floor. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? I'm talking about these people, amen, that's faking worship. Amen. Can I get a witness here? That's faking the worship. Amen. God is telling us today, amen, that you are faking to be with God. Hallelujah. Stop the real worship. Stop the false worship. Stop worshiping all of these gods and worship the Almighty God, the one and only God, the true God. Can I get a witness here? Yeshua, Yahweh, the great I am, He is our God.